Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Last night we were able to take in the president, President Biden's farewell speech to the nation. And here's one of the things that he had to deliver to the American people.
You know, it will take time to feel the full impact of all we've done together. But the seeds are planted and they'll grow and they'll bloom for decades to come. At home, we've created nearly 17 million new jobs, more than any other single administration, a single term. More people have health care than ever before. And overseas, we've strengthened NATO. Ukraine is still free. And we've pulled ahead of our competition with China. And so much more. I'm so proud of how much we've accomplished together for the American people.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Well, that was part of the speech last night, Tyrus, from President Biden. 4 days left until we have President Trump once again. What was your reaction to his message? It didn't really breed joy, I don't think, when I sat there and listened to it.
Oh, what country was he talking about? China? He wasn't talking about us. Like, yeah. He did a quarter of the things that he supposedly claimed he did. Well, he's got no clue. Dementia doesn't come with awareness. So he was just it was all junk, garbage. Somebody wrote it for him again. The same people who did all these executive orders this last week and did the pardons for him. It's been a horrible 4 years. They know it. That's the reason why he was out. It was kicked out. They didn't even kick him out because he wasn't fit to do the job. They kicked him out because he embarrassed them on the debate stage. So again, it's just more of they don't get it. It was his last. It was terrible. He threatened. He said something about oligarchs. I was surprised he could even spit that word out at this point. I think I watched maybe 5 minutes of it, and I think I tweeted or X'd or whatever. I said turn it off. And it's much to do about nothing. He should have been apologizing to the American people for not being fit to serve. He should have been apologizing for running stuff that he did not discuss during his campaign, not being able to be strong enough for the job. He is the worst. He will be the worst president in the history of this country by far. You can't compare him to Carter because Carter at least was tried to make corrections. He saw things when things weren't working out. At one point, he fired half his cabinet. He saw inflation was hurting America. He tried to make changes. He generally cared about the American people. And although his term didn't go great, it wasn't for lack of trying. He still has the arrogance. He sat there with a straight face earlier in the day and tried to take credit for the hostage negotiations. He basically left Israel out to dry, wouldn't openly support him. And it wasn't until President Trump made the made the statement that if it's not done, it's going to be hell to pay. That's what moved it. And he couldn't even give credit where credit is due. And that's basically why this administration is gone. JPK had the audacity to cry. You lied to the American people for 3.5 years. I think she's the one person that will not get a job. I don't even think MSNBC will be able to put her on TV.
Yeah.
I think it's glad it's over. He was a horrible president. He was a liar to the end. Even with his withering skill set, usually you are gifted a little bit of clarity and honesty, and he couldn't go down. So his entire political campaign, his entire career, whether it was 50 years, was just of dishonesty, corruption. The blanket pardon to his son pretty much says it all. Mm. So good riddance. He won't run again. And hopefully the American people will be a little wiser and smarter, especially what's going on in New Orleans and California and Chicago and New York. We'll be a little smarter and stop voting for a donkey and start or an R and start voting for people who are qualified to do the job.
Yeah.
Because Biden was grossly unqualified and unfit to serve.
Well, you know that voice. That's Tyrus speaking with us. He's a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor. You need to check out his book, Enough Said, which is available right now. Tyrus, I turned it on and I felt professionally obligated to watch it. Probably something to talk about. I was bored. I was not inspired. I didn't believe him, much like you. I watched Dana Perino react afterwards. She said, you know Dana well. She was like, I'm trying to be nice and Dana can't even find anything to be nice about. Flash forward 4 more days from now, Donald Trump inaugurated, swears the oath of office. How are you feeling about our country in the midst of everything that you just described with the current administration about what's going to happen here four days from now?
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm hopeful. I'm also not oblivious to the level of opposition. We saw that with the confirmation hearing, especially Pete Hegseth. We saw there was no arguments of policies. It was all woke personal attacks. I thought it was funny. A lot of the Senate, the average of senator, I think approval rating is 11%. So I thought it was real rich when they were on their moral high ground going after people. Loved to get a look in your glass house, sirs and ma'am. Like it was laughable. Again, I hope if anything has been learned in these last 4 years, you do not vote on someone because they claim to be in your party. You need to vote for people that can do the job, because, you know, just because it's not your pick. I look forward to see some policy debates or something, but they all came down to the same thing, you know, the same playbook. Well, what if President Trump says do something illegal? Are you going to do it? We literally watched you do nothing while there was illegal actions going on in the White House. People were making policy decisions who are not elected officials. That is a fact. Joe Biden could not get past reading a card. He could not meet with world officials. He was hidden from everyone. They were so lost. They didn't know when a guy was out sick for 4 days with cancer. So, like, it's laughable to see them. I think Adam Schiff is probably the funniest because he was trying to get an inside take to see if she was going to go after him for January 6th. I think that was probably the funniest thing I've seen. But all in all, it's been there's a word for it, blank show. And I'm glad the show's over. And hopefully the fact that he has assembled such a wide variety of focus, people that cannot be bought. You will see a lot of things done, but do not be surprised with the MSNBCs and the CNNs and the woke DNC are going to do everything they can to try to go back to claiming, you know, racist this and that and stuff. But I think the American people have closed a chapter on that book. Their ratings would indicate that. But, you know, our job is going to be to hold them accountable and call balls and strikes. And if they're pitching a no-hitter, I'm all for it. But if there's some stuff starts to sway, it's the whole point as voters to speak on it. And I hope everyone will not have blinders on. President Trump, I believe, was going to do a great job. But if he's not doing what needs to be done, we need to be right there calling it like it is.
Tyrus, before we let you go, every time the presidency changes hands, it's a dramatic time. It's a important time. Do you feel like this moment, though, is historically different with Donald Trump coming back? Is this different than other transitions we've seen?
Yeah, because Joe was so inept. President Trump has been being presidential since the electoral votes were counted. So it's this inauguration is just more of a exclamation point or a bow on the box, because he's been making policies. He negotiated, he got the hostages home. The fact that Biden tried to say this was my plan since May, like the only thing that comes to me, the politest word I can say is moron. He's been meeting with foreign leaders. You can tell Israel's reaction changed. Putin changed. Ukraine changed. They weren't looking for Biden for answers in these finals week. The vice president literally just took the rest of the time off. Her words of encouragement to California were basically smoke them if you got them. It was just laughable, or drink them if there's a bottle of wine around. So that was the administration. They've been, and they weren't doing anything anyways. It was the people, the little, it'll be interesting to see if that is looked into, because the unelected officials who are running the country, they did the best they could to try to sabotage President Trump, but their lack of understanding of how executive orders work. So there'll be a great deal of wasted energy undoing the moronic things they did the last couple weeks, but they will get undone.
Tyrus, we love speaking with you, and we're looking forward to the year ahead of us. There's going to be a lot of talk about, and we always love how you bring just the straight thoughts and opinions that you have unfiltered by other people. People love it. Everybody compliments the show on being able to talk to you, so I just want to make sure you know how grateful we are for you.
All right. Thank you very much. Y'all have a good day.
You as well. Talk to you soon. Tyrus, regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, host of Maintaining with Tyrus on OutKick. Make sure you follow him on X at Planet Tyrus. Let's take a quick break. When we come back in, I'm going to welcome Libby and Amy back to the studio. They've been with us a few times before. They're with the Lutheran Elementary School Association. And I was talking about this a little bit earlier in the show, but they're honoring me with the opportunity to have a scholarship in my name, but I got to raise the funds for it. And I am hoping to raise a whopping $15,000. It's kind of a magic number. And I'm hoping you'll help me get there. I'm hoping. Let's learn more about this scholarship. We're going to be featuring in the last week of January here. We're going to do some fun things along with that, too. If you're familiar with National Lutheran Schools Week, we're going to have some fun on the show with it. Let's find out the details with Libby and Amy when we come back.